We're going to switch gears now and talk about comedy, which is, perhaps not surprisingly, not all fun and games. Take, for instance, Saturday Night Live. That program was criticized this year for having no black women as part of the regular cast. In fact, there has not been one since 2007. But we've caught up with two women who are about to make history. Alexis Wilkinson will be the first African-American to serve as president of the Harvard Lampoon, the venerable undergraduate humor magazine founded in 1876, whose writers have often been on a pipeline to many of the major comedy shows. She's also the first African-American female, needless to say, to lead that institution. And she's with us today with her partner in comedic crime, Ellie Parker, who will serve as vice president. And this is also the first time two women will lead that organization. And they are both with us now. Welcome. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you very
Thank
much,
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor.
So, Alexis, did you know at the time that you went forward for the top job that you would be, if elected, the first African-American president, certainly the first African-American woman?
I mean, I definitely knew just looking around that that it was very possible. It wasn't really until I went and talked to some of the older grads where, you know, I literally went up to a trustee and said, you know, has there ever been a black president before? And he was like, ha, 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 no. So after that, I you know, realized that would be the case. But it wasn't at the forefront of my mind when I was running.
Well, how do you run for this, by the way? Do you campaign? Do you have to write jokes? What do you do?
Well, Parker and I have both been on staff. She got on her sophomore fall. I've been on since my freshman spring. And so it has a lot to do with seniority. We both write. We wrote for the parody we just put out. We write for the magazine. We've held positions. And so it has to do with your sort of your commitment to the place. It's not really like a formal campaigning process, I wouldn't say. It's just more about showing that you can, you know, do the job at the end of the day.
Ellie, since you're both making history, because this will be the first time in the Lampoon's run that two women will be in the lead, do you think that that might change things in some way? And if so, how?
Well, we're hoping that this changes the landscape of compers, of people applying to be on the magazine, hoping that just having two women at the lead of the magazine encourages women on campus to apply and get involved and get excited about writing comedy. But otherwise, you know, we're just hoping to pick up on the great work that was done by our predecessors, Eric and Ben, and just focus on keeping the comedy going.
It's interesting. Your election comes at a time when there's been a lot of conversation this year about the whole question of who gets a shot and so forth. I mean, you note that Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are for the second time going to be hosting the Golden Globes,
right,
and they got
right.
that because people thought that they did such an outstanding job. But as you also know, this whole thing earlier this year about Saturday Night Live and the casting, and there was
Kerry
this whole
Washington
thing.
Kerry
Washington came in. Well, she was scheduled to host anyway, but there was this whole thing about, well, the two African-American male members of the staff kind of had a public disagreement about this, with
right.
one person raising the question of the diversity of the staff and saying it's not okay that there are no black women on the staff, whereas the other person saying, you know, they couldn't find anybody, essentially.
Right, no one was ready.
Nobody was ready. And I just wondered, how did you respond to that whole debate and discussion?
Well, it kind of, in a lot of ways, not only being a member of Lampoon and now the president, sort of hit home just because SNL was one of the few shows I was allowed to watch growing up. I wasn't allowed to watch like Seinfeld and The Simpsons and a lot of things that sort of inform Lampoon writer sensibility. But I was allowed to watch SNL if I stayed up late enough. And so like Maya Rudolph and you know, Kenan Thompson and all those people meant a lot to me. And so the discussion definitely made me think more about representation and what it means in comedy. And honestly, as a writer, I think we pay a lot of attention to the performative aspect of comedy. But as far as the number of performers go, there is way more gender and race equality in performance of comedy than there has ever been in writing. Like, no one is paying attention to the fact that, like, there are absolutely, like, no people of color writing for. And, like, a lot of shows that are predominantly black don't have any writers of color in the writer's room. And to me, that's insane. Like, it's 2013. And so those are the sort of things that I get more riled up about.
Ellie, what about you? I mean, there's been less conversation about women in comedy, I think in part because of Tina Fey and her success, both as a writer and as a performer. But what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting question and one that comes up in fields outside of comedy, too. You know, certainly in politics as well. If we want equal representation, should we be going out and recruiting women for this? Are women just not interested in comedy? And I think it's a really challenging question.
Has anybody ever said to you, you know, there is this whole thing, and I hesitate to bring it up because it's kind of one of those tired stereotypes, but I still feel like I have to ask this question, that are there people who still think that women just aren't that funny?
I mean, I think those people definitely exist. I think they're learning to hide that a little bit better, maybe. But I think it's a lot to do with sort of socialization. I think, you know, women are trained to be looked at and not to be laughed at. Like, we're very used to laughing at when a guy says something. And it's very, I think women are socialized to laugh at a guy's jokes, even if they aren't funny. And I can't remember if it was Tina Fey or Amy Poehler, but one of them said, I think she was accepting an Emmy or something, and said, you know, if a guy makes a joke and it's not funny, you don't have to laugh. And I think that's something that, I mean, even if you just think about it in your daily life, you're very used to, you know, just a guy making a joke and it's not funny, but everybody laughs anyways because that's what you do. But if a girl does the same thing, it's not perceived in the same way. So I think a lot of it does have to do with just the way we socialize growing up.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I think so
that's
much
Ellie.
Of comedy is...
That was Alexa speaking just now. Now it's Ellie. Go ahead, Ellie. Mm-hmm.
I think so much of comedy is confidence. And when you feel like you are like the other people in your community, for instance, a humor organization, I think you feel more comfortable, and that makes it just easier to make jokes. And so when you feel like the odd man out, or in this case, the odd woman out, definitely that is a barrier to comedy.
Odd boob out.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Does either or both of you see yourselves having a career in comedy? I mean, one of the reasons we're talking about this is that Lampoon staff members have gone on, many of them, to have distinguished careers both in comedy and in other fields related to the culture, like writer John Updike. And, of course, there's the late night host Conan O'Brien. And, mm-hmm. I mean, there are too many people in writing scripts in Hollywood. I mean, really too many to name. So that's part of the reason that this is news. So does either of you see yourself going in that direction? I mean, Ellie, I'll start with you, and then Alexis, I'll ask you too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, possibly. I've always been interested in writing. Comedy writing has only more recently become an interest of mine. But yeah, I definitely am keeping that door open.
Alexis, what about you?
Yeah, that's sort of my plan after I graduate to, you know, move to New York or LA and try to figure things out in that regard. And I'm working on a screenplay and a couple other things. And I've been lucky to have, you know, the Lampoon Network, and also Harvard just has really great creative writing classes, so I've had opportunities to work on that.
Is it a tough sell for the parents? They say, I sent you to Harvard so you could write jokes?
So my mom is a computer engineer, and my dad was a chemist, and I applied as a biomedical engineering concentrator. And so now, to be a funny girl, that's definitely a little bit of a shakeup. But my mom has been really, really supportive, more supportive than I thought she would be, because she sees that I'm taking it very seriously. And, like, I take my, Lampoon involvement very seriously. And, you know, I'm not just saying, oh, yeah, I'll go to L.A., I'll write jokes. Like, I'm trying to do it and as seriously write jokes as I can.
Well, maybe there'll be some jokes about biomedical engineering. I don't know. I don't know.
Right. All those enzymes. Hilarious.
Alexis Wilkinson is the president-elect of Harvard Lampoon. She will become its first black president and its first black female president. Ellie Parker is the vice president-elect. And they were both kind enough to join us from member station WGBH in Boston. Congratulations once again to you both. Happy holidays, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.